A recent comment on the website has correctly noted that recent stories have been much more subdued in their delivery than you might have come to hope or expect from me. While this is true, I think it has less to do with the distance between my mouth and a microphone, in a real or metaphoric way, and can be attributed instead to the fact that recent stories have dealt with issues and themes of human disfigurement, abandonment, guilt, adultery and murder, for starters. And really, who can read stuff like that with a wink? Not me. But the point is duly noted, and here's one that ought to bring sweet dreams. Hello, it's Sunday the 22nd of October 2006, and it's Miette's Bedtime Story Podcast. On a Grand Scale by Ilf and Petrov. Behind a huge writing table, its sides carved with snipes and bunches of grapes, sat Semyon Semyonovich, director of the plant. In front of him stood the superintendent in yellow-patch cavalry breeches. Superintendents, for some reason or other, like to drape their official bodies in semi-military dress, as if their task consisted in constant fancy equitation and crop-lashing, rather than in placid counting and recounting of electric bulbs and in fastening brass stock numbers to closets and to chairs. "So then, Comrade Koshatchi," Semyon Semyonovich said with vehemence, "get us some smoked salmon, or better yet, fillet of salmon, and, well, some ham, sausage, cheese, and some of the most expensive canned stuff. Sprats? That's just like you, Comrade Koshatchi. Sprats! Why not stuffed squash or hog beans? The rubber trust served canned burbot liver at its last banquet, and you come up with sprats? I say crabs, not sprats. Right, 20 baskets of crabs." The superintendent was going to object, and even opened his mouth, but said nothing and started to write. "Crabs," repeated Semyon Semyonovich, "and 5 kilos of fresh caviar." "Isn't that a lot? Last time we got 3 kilos, and it was quite enough." "You think it was enough, and I don't think it was enough. I observed." 40 rubles per kilo," said the superintendent somberly. "Well, what of it?" "Nothing, except that the caviar alone will cost us 200 rubles. "I've long wanted to tell you, Comrade Koshatchi, that you lack perspective. A banquet's got to be a banquet. An appetizer, a hot dish, even 2 hot dishes, ice cream, fruit." "Why this grand scale?" muttered Koshatchi. "Of course I don't deny it. We fulfilled our monthly plan. Fine. We can serve tea, beer, red caviar sandwiches. What's wrong with that? And besides, we gave a banquet last week in honour of our business manager's 50th birthday." "Nevertheless, I don't understand you, Comrade Koshatchi. Forgive me, but are you a sort of morbidly stingy person? What have we? A grocery? What are we? Petty tradesmen?" The superintendent lowered his eyes, defeated by the arguments. "And finally," continued Semyon Semyonovich, "buy a decent set of tableware, for God knows what you have been serving on. Different sized plates and wine glasses. Last time they drank wine in cups. Do you know what this means?"
"I know."
"If you know, then go to the commissary and get everything we need. Things can't go on like that."
"The commissary is very expensive, Semyon Semyonovich,
and we do have a limited budget."
"I am better acquainted with the budget than you are. We are not thieves or embezzlers, and we are not going to shoplift the fillet of salmon, but why should we pretend to be any poorer than we are? Our enterprises are not incurring any losses. And if we offer a friendly supper, so let it be a real supper. We ought to hire a jazz band, invite entertainers, and not that Tambov choir, whatever its name is."
"Lyricists' ensemble," said the superintendent, hoarsely.
"Yes, yes, we don't want those Bally Laker strummers any more. Invite a good singer, have him sing us something.
Sleep, my joy, sleep, the house is dark and deep."
"But such an entertainer," says Kosachi in a tearful voice, "will strip us to the bone."
"Why, good grief, you're a strange man. You he'll strip to the bone for our million-ruble budget. This is of no importance."
"We'll have to hire a taxi for the entertainer," whispered the superintendent dolefully. Semyon Semyonovitch looked intently at the superintendent and said heatedly, "Forgive me, Comrade Kosachi, but you are really a tightwad, a regular miser, such a type, forgive me, as even found depicted in literature. You're a Plushkin, a Harpignon. Yes, yes, please don't contradict. You have the nasty habit of contradicting all the time. You're a Plushkin, and that is all there is to it. Even my deputy complained about your absurd provincial niggardliness. You still did not get around to buying decent furniture for his office."
"He has good furniture," says Kosachi sullenly. "He's got everything he needs for his work. 6 Swedish chairs, 1 writing table, another table, a small one, a pitcher, a bronze ashtray ornamented with a dog, a beautiful new oilskin sofa."
"Oilskin," groaned Semyon Semyonovitch. "Get him leather furniture tomorrow, do you hear? Run over to the commissary."
"Leather, Semyon Semyonovitch, costs 15,000.
"Money again. It's simply disgusting to hear. What are we, beggars? One must live on a grand scale, Comrade Kosachi. One must have a socialist's perspective. Got that?"
The superintendent pocketed the tape measure he had been twisting in his hands, and, his leather patch breeches rustling, walked out of the office. In the evening at tea, Semyon Semyonovitch listened with a bored expression to his wife jotting down something on a slip of paper and saying joyfully, "It'll be fine and inexpensive. 4 bottles of wine, 1 liter of vodka, 2 boxes of anchovies, 300 grams of fillet of salmon, and ham. Then I'll make a green salad with fresh cucumbers and prepare a kilo of sausages."
"Nonsense."
"Did you say something?"
"I said nonsense."
"Is there anything wrong?" asked his wife worriedly.
"Yes, there is," answered Semyon Semyonovitch dryly. "For example, every cucumber costs 1 ruble 15 kopecks. That's what's the matter."
"But the whole salad requires only 2 small cucumbers."
"Yes, yes, small cucumbers, fillet of salmon, anchovies. Do you realize how much all that will add up to?"
"I don't understand you, Semyon. My name day, we'll have visitors. It's been 2 years since we entertained, though we ourselves have been constantly calling on everyone. It's really embarrassing."
Why is it embarrassing? It's embarrassing because it's rude. Well, all right, said Semyon Semyonovitch dully. Let's see your list. And so we strike out all that. There remains... In fact, nothing remains. Now then, Katya, here's what you get. Get a bottle of vodka and 150 grams of herring. That's all. No, Semyon, we can't do that. We certainly can. Everyone will tell you that herring is the classic appetizer. I even read something about that in literature. Semyon, this will be a disgrace. All right, in that case, add a box of Sprats. But mind you don't get Leningrad Sprats, ask for the Tula brand. It's true they're cheaper, but they're much more nourishing. You'd think we're paupers, cried his wife. We must build our life on the basis of the strictest economy and rational utilization of every kopeck, replied Semyonovitch gravely. You make 1,000 rubles a month. Why should we pretend to be poorer than we are? Katya, I am neither a thief nor an embezzler, and I'm not obliged to feel a band of greedy acquaintances on my hard-earned money. For shame! I'm paying no attention to your outburst. I have a budget, and have no right to overstep its limits. Do you understand? I have no right. But who can such a miser take after? Said his wife, addressing the wall. Rail at me, rail, said Semyon Semyonovitch, but I warn you that I'll continue to exercise firm financial discipline no matter what you say. I'll say it and keep on saying it, said his wife. Kolya has been running around a month now with holes in his shoes. Why bring Kolya into this? Because he's our son. All right, don't shout. We'll buy the little rascal a pair of shoes in due time. Now, what else do you need? Out with it quickly. You want a piano, a harp? Never mind the harp, but we do need a stool for the kitchen. A stool? Squealed Semyon Semyonovitch. Why a stool? But of course, let's buy leather furniture for the kitchen right away. It's only 15,000. No, my dear Katya, I'll bring order into our home. And he went on and on, explaining to his wife that it was high time to put an end to the senseless spending, feasting, and similar free squandering and dissipation of the socialist kopeck. He slept well.